नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 8 सॉरी कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति अभिक्षणशः स्मरन्ति नन्दन्ति तवे हितं जनाः त एव पश्यन्ति अचिरेण तावकम् भव प्रवाह परमं पद्माभुजं पदाम्बुजं शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति अभिक्षणशः स्मरन्ति नन्दन्ति तवे हितं जनाः त एव पश्यन्ति अचिरेण तावकम् भवा प्रवाहु परमं पदाम्बुजं शृण्वन्ति हियर गायन्ति चैंट गृह्णन्ति टेक अभिक्षणशः कंटिन्यूअसली स्मरन्ति रिमेंबर नन्दन्ति टेक प्लेजर तव योर हितम इहितम एक्टिविटीज जना पीपल इन जनरल ते दे एव सर्टेनली पश्यन्ति कैन सी अचिरेण वेरी सून तावकं योर भव प्रवाह द करंट ऑफ रीबर्थ कुपरमं सिसेशन पदाभुजं लोटस फीट। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. Please repeat. O Krishna,
O Krishna,
those who continuously hear,
those who continuously hear
chant
and repeat
your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet,
which alone can stop
the repetition of birth and death.
Purport.
The Supreme Lord Krishna, Shri Krishna, cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see Him, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life, of full of spontaneous love of Godhead. When Krishna was personally present on the face of the globe, not everyone could see Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha and Shishupala were highly qualified personalities by acquisition of material assets, but they were unable to appreciate the presence of the Lord. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see Him unless we have the necessary vision. This necessary qualification is developed by the process of devotional service only, beginning with the hearing about the Lord from the right sources. The Bhagavad Gita is one of the popular literatures which are generally heard, chanted, repeated, etc. by the people in general. But in spite of such hearing, etc., sometimes it is experienced that the performer of such devotional service does not see the Lord eye to eye. The reason is that the first item, Shravana, is very important. If hearing is from the right source, it acts very quickly. Generally, people hear from unauthorized persons. Such unauthorized persons may be very learned by academic qualifications, but because they do not follow the principles of devotional service, hearing from them becomes a sheer waste of time. Sometimes the texts are interpreted fashionably to suit their own purposes. Therefore, first one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. When the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other processes become automatically perfect in their own way. There are different transcendental activities of the Lord, and each and every one of them is competent to bestow the desired result, provided the hearing process is perfect. In the Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord begin from His dealings with the Pandavas. There are many other pastimes of the Lord in connection with His dealings with the Asuras and others. And in the 10th canto, the sublime dealings with His conjugal associates, the gopis, as well as with His married wives at Dwarka are mentioned. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference in the transcendental nature of each and every dealing of the Lord. But sometimes, people in an unauthorized hearing process take more interest in hearing about His dealings with the gopis. Such an inclination indicates the lusty feelings of the hearer. So a bona fide speaker of the dealings of the Lord never indulges in such hearings. One must hear about the Lord from the very beginning, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other scriptures. And that will help the hearer attain perfection by progressive development. One should not therefore consider that his dealing with the Pandavas are less important than his dealing with the gopis. We must always remember that the Lord is always transcendental to all mundane attachment. In all the above mentioned dealings of the Lord, He is the hero in all circumstances. And hearing about Him or about His devotees or combatants is conducive to spiritual life. It is said that the Vedas and Puranas, etc. are all made to revive our lost relation with Him. Hearing all of these scriptures is essential. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ಗ್ರಣವಂತಿ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಗ್ರಣಂತಿ ಅವಿಕ್ಷಣಶಃ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ನಂದಂತಿ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಜನಾಃ ತ ಏವ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಅಚಿರೇಣ ತಾವಕಂ ಭವಪ್ರವಾಹೋ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ. ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So after glorifying Krishna, now Mother Kunti here is glorifying the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. She is saying, she is again re-establishing. She talked about it, that she said, Krishna, you come here to rejuvenate people, to take it up again by performing so many leelas, pastimes. But now we see, she is stating that what is the result of the process? He says that those who are following this process of Shravanam Gayanti. Gayanti is nothing but Kirtanam, chanting. It's also called Gayanti. That's why we say Gayanti, like a singing. You know? See, when you read something like a verse, it's not like a singing. But chanting is like singing because you are repeating. Those who say that their problem with chanting, cannot concentrate and all that, they can try this also, sing. We had one Mataji in Chicago. She came from India, and you know, when we were chanting, she started singing, and then everybody found that it was very nice to sing. So Shrinavanti, Gayanti, Avikshanashah. People ask this question, you know, how much we should chant? When are we supposed to chant? So actually, if you really want to progress fast, super fast, see Krishna in this very lifetime, then we have to do it continuously. Avikshanashah. Then comes remembrance. We saw that yesterday. Then what happens? Nandanti. Nandanti means to take pleasure. Don't do it mechanically. You know, the moment we start doing mechanically, the whole juice is gone. Because then we can, of course, chanting Krishna's name mechanically and chanting other names mechanically, there's a lot of difference, no doubt about it. But even within chanting of Krishna's names, this mechanical process will give us some benefit. But we really want to see the goal here is to see Padambhujam, the lotus feet, and to stop Bhava Pravaha. See this Pravaha, because it's continuous. The material world continues, you know. Till it goes back into the body of Mahavishnu, it continues. Bhava Pravaha. This material world is called as Bhava and Pravaha. So what happens? Uparamam. Uparamam. If you want to stop that, then you have to see the lotus feet. So first we have to decide whether we want to stop that. Do you want to again have? Many times you can ask people, okay, would you like to come back? Of course, there are people who will say yes, because if they are at that particular time in a better situation, material situation, they will say, oh no, I will not come back, because I have still to see my Switzerland and, you know, other places and all that, so I will not come back. And most of the people will say no, because you know, you have suffered so much. And then of course the devotee wants to come back sometime, you know, they say, okay, I would like to come back and serve Krishna. But then when they come to know that they can serve Krishna avikshanashah, in the Goloka Vrindavan, you know, like continuously, non-stop. Then that is much better, because then you are always seeing the lotus feet of Krishna. And that's the advantage of Goloka Vrindavan. Here we have to, as Srila Prabhupada explains, we have to develop the vision. We cannot see. Even if Krishna comes and stands in front of us, we cannot see him properly. And in the whole purport, Prabhupada emphasizes on hearing from the proper source. Because we hear whole day. So much is going on in the world, you know. So many channels and radios and TVs and this and that, and you know, like seminars on how to improve your incomes and intelligence and general knowledge and so on and so forth, you know, like everything is there, including Krishna Katha. People are doing that professionally and they get big crowds. But then Prabhupada is cautioning, he says, the most of the crowd and most of the people who are speaking are interested in only the 10th canto. And we heard that before, that, you know, we had to go from the first canto onwards. And that's what we are doing right now. We are in the first canto and 8th chapter. And I don't know whether in my lifetime I will be able to finish this way. So one more thing is, read Bhagavatam. You know, at least, I would say, 4 to 8 shlokas a day. Then there is some hope of finishing it in this lifetime. Some hope, because it's 18,000, it's not small. 18,000 shlokas. If you take 4 shlokas a day, then it becomes around 1400 in a 4 shlokas a day, so in a year 1400. So still takes almost about 13-14 years to complete. But we must, because first of all we must decide that yes, we want to see the lotus feet of the Lord. That is our ashraya, resting place. And for that, hearing. See, Srila Prabhupada hardly met his Guru Maharaj. He did not live in the mutt ashram for long periods, etc. But his one quality was, which was appreciated by his own Guru Maharaj, was that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that this boy is always hearing properly. So hearing properly, you know, sometimes the class goes on and people are doing other things, you know, chit-chatting and no concentration, and you look at their faces, you know, they are as if they are in, they're attending some very, very, you know, in, of course in Hindi we say, yes, attending some sad event. And here it says that the hearing should be nandanti, with pleasure. You know. Then only you get the rasa. Otherwise, okay, you can sit, okay. Because, oh, you are in that situation. Like in when Prabhupada was there devotees were, the temple hall will be full. But then there were those who were listening, and then there were those who were there, you know, going, so many things. So hearing is a very, very, very important, because maybe the speaker may not be competent, but doesn't matter, you know, he's speaking about Krishna and he's sitting on the Vyasasana, so he becomes competent automatically. So here we see that Kunti Devi gave this nice instructions, and she also tells the end result of that. And of course Prabhupada talks about various pastimes of Krishna with, and he says there is his dealings with Pandavas and his dealings with Gopis is same, because generally people want to hear the juicy stuff, but here with the Pandavas, because he's dealing with anybody, even when he killed the Asuras, that's transcendental. That is like, you know, because you see that all the Asuras, they also get liberation. at least Sayujya Mukti. It has to be transcendental. How can you, somebody comes and kills you and you get liberated? But when Krishna is there, it's automatic. So Prabhupada says, it is said that the Vedas and Puranas are all made to revive our lost relations with Him. Hearing of these scriptures is essential. These are the words of Prabhupada. Sometimes we say, no, it's not required. I'm just okay. But here, our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada is saying, it is essential. So I'd like to stop here. If you have any questions, comments. Yes. The point is that as long as the speaker is repeating the words of Veda Vyasa, he is competent. When you are sitting on Veda Asana, Vyasasana, that is Vyasa's Asana, then you are supposed to talk what he is talking. That's why, he may, competent in the sense, he may not be a very good orator, speaker. He may not have very high language, thing like that. He may not have many jokes. He may be very serious. But as long as he is just repeating what Vedavyasa said, or the whole parampara. Vedavyasa has also empowered all the other things. That's what I mean by that. Whereas Prabhupada says that you may be very highly intellectual, you may know many stories and jokes and this and that, but you are not sticking to the philosophy, you are having your own interpretation. That is dangerous. That's what I mean by that. That's why the thing is, the asana has to be respected. Because all the people sitting there, they are sitting in front of the asana, Veda Vyasa asana. So that has to be respected, and because the person is sitting on that, he has to be respected too. He or she has to be respected. When you get down from the asana, then you can deal differently then. Like a high court judge or supreme court judge, as long as he is in the chair, nobody can fool around him. Yeah. In the high court, wherever he is sitting. Maybe you don't like him. But you can't say, hey, you judge, I don't like you. Not allowed, isn't it? You have to just say, whether you like it or not, you have to say, Your Honor. Or whatever, My Lord, or Your Honor, or whatever they say. Different places, they call different names. So same way, when the person is sitting on the Vedavyasana, Vyasasana, then he has to be respected. Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.